This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You always know that I'm with you. We are here to discuss what's going on in the world. Tuesday, September the 13th, the Doug Steffen Good Day program in depth and detail. A fellow named Peter Trahan is at the controls in our studio in Washington to work with me as we work together on what's going on. The health of the two of the three, or there are four, major candidates. The health of the top two, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, much in the focus in the past 24 hours or so. You'll perhaps be aware of the fact that Donald Trump said he's going to release more health information in the next week or so. He says, I took a physical. Hopefully the results are going to be good. Very good. It'll be huge. I feel great. I'll be releasing very specific numbers. That was not his tax return he was talking about. That was his health report. The situation with Hillary Clinton, diagnosed with pneumonia. Pretty much everybody knows all of that story. She said she didn't reveal the pneumonia because she didn't think it was that big a deal. She had a brief conversation on one of the networks. She said that she's feeling so much better now, and she'll be back on the campaign trail in a couple of days. You know how grueling this whole thing is. It's superhuman stuff. These people are on the road 7 days a week, sometimes 20 hours a day, and it's just too much. It's silliness. You know, you look at how the elections are taking place in other countries around the world, progressive countries. They don't have year after year after year of this stuff. We create these situations. We allow the news media to come up with things like 9 unanswered questions about Hillary Clinton's health scare. The woman is tired and she's sick. Is it permanent? I don't think it is. Doesn't look like it to me, but This kind of stuff would wear you down so that it could be permanent, for sure. Why is it that we feel this kind of campaigning year after year is necessary? I make reference again to England. Remember the recent campaign, Prime Minister Theresa May elected when Prime Minister David Cameron said, I've had it. Well, there was the Brexit thing. He has now, by the way, resigned from Parliament. And that basically ends his political career. Here he is talking about his service.
I thought about this long and hard over the summer, and I've decided the right thing to do is to stand down as the Member of Parliament for Witney.
Former British Prime Minister David Cameron has resigned from Parliament, effectively ending his political career. He told ITV on Monday he didn't want to be a distraction for new Prime Minister Theresa May. Cameron had served as a Member of Parliament since 2001. His resignation comes nearly 3 months after he stepped down as Prime Minister in the aftermath of the Brexit vote.
But the British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction.
Cameron said in a statement Monday it had been an honor to serve the people of Witney, and he has every confidence that Britain will thrive under May's leadership.
I think Theresa May is kind of an interesting person, and I would think that she would do quite a stand-up job, frankly. All right, meanwhile, back here and the campaign trail, there are people who have been discussing pneumonia in the Clinton campaign. Apparently, it's spreading around among her staffers. Her campaign headquarters is in Brooklyn. The staff, everybody has been sick, according to one of the people who works on the campaign. Illness spreading among campaign staffers. Apparently, 6 senior staffers have been affected by this over the past week or so. The campaign managers had it. 2 high-level advisors have had it. There have been those on the staff that have had emergency medical treatment in the past week. So it looks to me like this is something. There have been a lot of viral problems this year. I'm not, excuse me, I wasn't coughing for the effect, for the theatrical effect I had. And I've got a strong immune system, man. I don't ever get sick. But I did for, I didn't take myself off the air, but I was treating myself homeopathically. And that's because that's what I want. That's what I normally do. But it was so strong, I had to take antibiotic for 6 days to get rid of this infection in my lungs. It became bronchial, and you cough so much, like she was doing. I did the same sort of thing, to the point where my lungs hurt so badly. That's when I decided I better do something. Yeah, I can hit a microphone switch and not cough on the air. Maybe there was a little drama involved in that cough just a minute ago, but anyway, you understand. I bet many of you have had the same sort of thing over the course of the last 3 or 4 months. Very tough viral year. The area that I'm in has been so dry, that's what complicates things like that, the dryness in the air. We haven't had any real rain here for months and months or anything, and so that really kind of gets right down to the brass tacks, to the bottom line of how you can deal with this stuff. Your immune system, even if it's strong, can only do so much. And I think Hillary Clinton is probably in fairly good shape. I don't think she exercises. I don't think Trump does either. I think they watch what they eat to a point. But again, this grueling schedule is craziness, and we support it. We encourage it with our attention. We know how. Hey, think about it for a second. You know what they stand for, don't you? Don't you know what Hillary Clinton is all about? Of course you do. Don't you know what Donald Trump is all about at this point? Of course you do. This foolishness that's created by the news media, well, there'll be a major policy speech this week based on what size shoes people wear. That's nonsense. Sounds a little bit like Lionel there. All right, 13 past the hour. Good day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers, it's the overachieving mint.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box... We have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
16 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on the air every hour of every day. You can hear me in some way, shape, or form. If you got the stomach for that, good for you. On TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, RadioAmerica.com or .org, DougSteffen.com, CRN, Digital.com, GCN. I can go through all of that stuff, but you can, if you just go to DougSteffen.com, you can see how to listen to various hours of the program. The reason I say that is because I'm interested in digging around this hour. It gives me a chance to sort of spout off in a way that a lot of people find intriguing, because believe it or not, some people want to know what I think about certain things, my opinion. For example, the burning of that Florida mosque, which looks like an old Baptist church to me, the one attended by Omar Mateen. Mateen was the one who killed those 49 people at the gay nightclub in Orlando this summer. There was a fire there yesterday. Flames were discovered at this center in Fort Pierce early in the morning. Officials said video evidence reportedly showed a suspect entering the facility and then setting it on fire. The state fire marshal investigating the incident. And now the so-called Islamic community. I always love this. This is where I spout. The Islamic community says it will repair and reopen the Florida mosque. The Islamic community. Really? We got people coming over here from the Middle East. They're going to help. It's a foolish. I know it may be mincing words, but the Islamic community. You mean the people that go to this former church that's now a mosque? Okay. So the people who worship at this center. This is the sort of stuff that the news media. That's my biggest and best target is the news media. Because the exaggerations and the way that they put things that they bracket. For example, always Donald Trump is the New York billionaire, Donald Trump. What do they hear? I don't ever see a reference to Mrs. Clinton. The New York millionaire, Hillary Clinton. And she is. What difference does that make? Anyway, so the IMAM, is that how you pronounce it, Peter? IMAM, I guess it is. I-M-A-M.
I think it depends. Imam, I've heard.
Imam, yeah. Okay, anyway. Well, the guy who runs the Islamic Center said there were 100 members of this church or this mosque. It looks like a church to me. Scared by the fire. Burned for 5 hours before it was put out. Our community is bigger than a building. We are stronger than that. Our community. Well, I guess that maybe I'm being nitpicky. It just it seems silly. The big story, though, the biggest part of the story is that some guy. The video they have outside shows some guy riding up on a Harley Davidson with a bottle of liquid, some papers, and then he left after the church after the building started on fire. So. It's a rehab. The news is, the conversation is, why would somebody be that stupid? That would be the question. Okay, here's the 2020 News Quiz question. Everybody ready for this swell prize for the person who figures out the answer? Yesterday, or on the premiere of Dancing with the Stars last night, two men ran on stage to attack one of the people appearing on Dancing with the Stars. This person became famous for an event at the Olympics. Who's the person I'm talking about that was attacked in the invasion on the stage of Dancing with the Stars? 888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG. Who was attacked on stage at Dancing with the Stars from the Olympics? That's the question. 21 after the hour.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The hour, music time in this hour, devoted at least now to the rise and fall of Oasis. So, this group went like a rocket ship up and then fell apart almost as quickly as they became a success. It's a documentary called Supersonic, which will be released on the 2nd of October. The film examines the history of Liam and Noel Gallagher, who went from being a new signing and to rock's new true giants in 3 years to obliteration.
Disbanded.
Right? Gonzo. Amy Winehouse documentary, Amy, was thought to have been quite the film. The same person who put that together is putting together the story
I didn't see Oasis. Amy. Did you see that?
I saw some of it, and I thought it was quite spectacular, actually.
I
didn't pay any attention to her. I remember when we were listening to some of her music, both Meredith and I thought, wow, this woman, we didn't know anything about her, and yet her music is so appealing, because it was appealing.
So phenomenally talented.
Yeah, very, very appealing. Anyway, so this, the idea of trying to figure out what they're all about. The director is Matt Whitecross, who said he believes the brothers will reunite at the premiere. Now, so they didn't get along. Is that why they went away? The
two brothers? Yes. That's
fighting?
That's totally. Like the Kinks and the Black Crowes. I saw the Black Crowes and Oasis on a joint tour because they have the brotherly thing that they're constantly fighting. So they had the tour of brotherly love that they did together, which ended early because all of the brothers kept fighting. They just, can't work together.
Chris Martin.
When they were very talented.
Chris Martin from Coldplay attempting to get the group back together. And so everybody is trying to come. They're friends apparently. Chris Martin, I don't know
know much about him other than he's the lead singer of Coldplay. He's married to Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't know much about his musical history. Do you, Victoria?
Musical history in terms of...
Well, where he started, his roots in music.
Yeah, well, Coldplay started as a college band. They were all friends in college. And
they were, okay.
Yeah, that's where they got started.
And so when was he friends with the two brothers from Oasis? Did they work together?
They have collaborated on some charity stuff throughout the years. Coldplay and Oasis had a bit of a rivalry, from what I remember at the end of Oasis. Uh-huh. A little bit on the charts, but nothing, you know, nothing personal. And I think that Chris Martin and Noel became friends. They lived near each other in London. So I think they just sort of became friends. Noel is the more level-headed of the brothers. Liam was the singer and the crazy one.
The singer and the crazy one.
Yeah.
You know, they're all... Did they... I'm just curious. I always love to know the history. I'm funny about stuff like that. I don't really care about the music. I want to know about them as people and what it is that gets them to the point. Why do two brothers, when they see what the opportunities are, why can't they... I mean, I suppose it's like a couple that can't see if there's more good than bad to the relationship, can't figure it out and make it work.
Right. Well, the interesting thing is I think Liam felt that he was the star. Noel wrote all the songs. And so Noel was not the front man, but he has gone on in his last two solo albums, he sold out every tour. And he's done phenomenally well and no longer needs Liam. Huh. So it's an interesting story. It'll be a great documentary.
All right. So that's coming out October 2nd. It's 28 past the hour. More good news coming up here.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-price wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid Law Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joe Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joe Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
About 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with the Good Day Overview, in-depth conversation about four or five of the bigger stories conversationally on the radio each day at this time. So there was a very interesting incident Monday night on the Dancing with the Stars premiere, and it involved a former Olympian. Here's David listening in Virginia. Hi, David. Welcome to Good Day.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So, were you watching Dancing with the Stars last night?
No, sir.
No, are you a fan?
Nah.
All right. You know anybody who is?
Yeah, my wife.
Your wife likes it. So, did she tell you what happened? How did you find out what happened?
I just heard you said Olympic. That gave it away.
Really? The answer was in the question. How often is that the case? Okay, so who are we talking about who went on to Dancing with the Stars last night? It was this is a bizarre sort of thing. These two guys, both Angelenes, walked onto the stage, and they went after who?
Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte. What do you think of Ryan Lochte, David?
I don't know. It'd be stupid what he did.
Yeah, it was kind of stupid what he did. Yeah. Did you watch much of the Olympics?
I watched some of the swimming and the volleyball.
Yeah. What did you think was the, in terms of swimming, which swimming star gave you the most reason to think, I'm proud to be an American?
The women. The women and the men. My mom, both of them done good.
Yeah, they did do a good job. You're right about that. Okay, so posting, there's a lot of, as you can imagine, social media coverage or discussion. There's Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, if you have comments on this attack on Ryan Lochte. In the meantime, David, hold on just a second. Peter's going to talk to you. I'm going to send you a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. I think you'll find it very inspirational, and your wife will steal it from you before you have a chance to read it, because she's going to want to read it. All right, hold on just a second. Thank you very much. Yep, Ryan Lochte got into... Well, it wasn't... It was about him. It was a pre-planned action, the police say, and it didn't appear on camera. So you, if you watched the show, you would never have known this thing was taking place. The men were authorized audience members. They changed into anti-Lochte T-shirts to disrupt the broadcast. There are four or five women responsible for Chance of Liar that got escorted out of the audience as well. What is it about this guy? He did something stupid. So now we're going to have people going into television shows, and this stuff is getting old. I saw something that there was a fellow who wrote, Ed Moses, who's another Olympic swimmer. I love you, at Ryan Lochte. I respect you for putting yourself out there. You're one of a kind. Hashtag respect. These two guys are going to probably go to jail, spend a little time, or they'll have some kind of a fine for trespassing. But there's been a lot of over-exaggeration, I think, on this thing. Was Lochte stupid? Yep. As soon as this took place, Tom Bergeron told the audience to take a breath. The broadcast went to a commercial because they had, and he said on the air, we had to go to a break because of a little incident. He interviewed Lochte and his dancing partner, and so on with the show. Yes, all right, so speaking of on with the show, more people in the news today, as long as we're into the Olympic category, Belgian para-Olympian Marieke Verwoerd. Is that how you pronounce it? Marieke, anyway, she's the one that's been in the news the last week or so. She says she's going to end her life on her own terms. She has incurable degenerative disease. She just won a silver medal. She said it's the last Paralympics that she'll participate in. Here she is clarifying the reports about what she's going to do.
Marieke Verwoerd will end her life one day, but not soon. That's what the Belgian Paralympian told reporters after she won the silver medal in the T52 400 meter race Saturday.
And I'm still alive and still can enjoy every little moment in my life.
Prior to her race, some publications reported the 37-year-old was considering euthanasia after the Rio 2016 Games. Verwoerd, who has lived with an incurable and degenerative condition for 22 years, said she signed her euthanasia papers in 2008.
If I didn't have got those papers, I think I did already a suicide, because it's very hard to live with so many pain and suffering and in this unsureness.
These are Verwoerd's final Paralympic Games, but she still has much left to accomplish. She told the press she wants to share her story with the hope it'll give people a better understanding of euthanasia. According to The Guardian, Verwoerd also has a bucket list to tackle. She wants to go skydiving, open a museum, and fly in an F-16.
All right. So there's that story. As long as we're in the Olympic category, sports, a couple of gymnasts that included women's Olympic team members in 2000 who say they were sexually abused by a former doctor for the gymnastics team. The fellow that's in question is Dr. Larry Nassar, who worked for a long time for the U.S. Olympic Gymnastic Organization. He was dismissed last year. Apparently, according to papers filed in court in Los Angeles yesterday, he sexually groped and fondled these teenagers while supposedly performing a physical examination, some physical therapy. Good God, where do these perverts come from? The Olympian identified as Jane Doe in the lawsuit. Her attorneys identified her only as a medal-winning member of the team. The second gymnast is Rachel Denhaller of Louisville, told a newspaper that this doctor sexually abused her as well while she underwent treatment for lower back pain where she was training at Michigan State University. Newspaper reports said the woman, quote, in separate interviews provided detailed accounts that closely mirror each other as they outline their allegations against this crumb. So, and apparently he did this to 15, 16 women, became more abusive over the course of various treatments, massaging her breasts, and anyway, so there's a lot of creeps in the world. Speaking of creeps and people in the news, Kim Jong-un, yesterday, in a rare move, admitted that North Korea has almost been washed away from the map because of the devastating flooding that's going on there, especially up in the northeast part of the country. Huge typhoon blew in there over the weekend. This is the worst flooding in the country since World War II. Apparently, it's fairly common in parts of this part of Asia, but what's newsworthy is that North Korea is actually admitting that they have serious problems. The country doesn't like to portray itself looking weak. They want to make sure that the leader looks like a strong, successful, powerful guy. But because they're in such bad shape, they need to get help from the international relief agencies. So the United Nations sent in some help to work over the people who were either seriously hurt because of the flooding, destroying a lot of buildings that people were in. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says that 130-some-odd people have died, 400 are missing, 35,000 homes were destroyed or damaged, and 100,000 people in North Korea have been displaced. Those of you who are saying couldn't happen to a nicer place or nicer guy, you know, I find that leaders, not always do they reflect who the people in the country are, especially when you find out, you know, people in these countries, use Iraq as another example. I've never been to North Korea, but I've been to Iraq, and I know what people went to. You know, if you didn't vote for, when they had their supposed fair elections, if you didn't vote for Saddam Hussein, you get shot. And the same thing is true in North Korea. If you don't say you love Kim Jong-un, then they'll shoot you. Now look at what he's done to the members of his own family. So this is quite an admission for them to suggest that they have serious problems, that they're looking for help. Of course, would you give them help? Should the United States give them help? Let the UN take care of that. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Senior Agronomy Sciences Manager Paul Carter to discuss optimizing corn planting populations.
Paul, right before harvest is a really good time to walk fields and check for plant population outcomes, the outcomes of the plant population we established, and first to take a stand count and determine what we have there, if we haven't done that already, and then to count ears and verify how many ears we have on those plants, and then it can also help us look to the future for next year about what we should do in terms of our seeding rates. But when taking a stand count, it's important to first measure out 1/1000th of an acre. That's in an area. That's a really nice round number, and makes for easy math. We have some charts in our Pioneer.com or on our Agronomy Growing Point app that you can look at that will help you find the right length. That's 1/1000th of an acre for your row spacing. There's a crop focus there on corn stand evaluation that can help with that. So that's the first step, and do that in several parts of the field. By early September, enough of the grain fill has occurred that we can tell certainly how many rows of kernels we're going to have on those ears, but also the length or the number of kernels that we have have we're going to have in each row. We can also see what the tip fill looks like in those kernels. And basically, there's two reasons that we could have kernels that weren't filled. One is if kernels aborted, they were fertilized, but they stopped developing. But from a physiology standpoint, low sugar levels in the plant before, during, and after pollination are often associated with loss of those tip kernels. Probably even more importantly, to look at counting the number of kernels that did develop. There's many cases where we can have some unfilled tip kernels, but still have 35 or more kernels per row, and a potential for 220 bushels per acre or higher.
How can growers determine seeding rates?
One of the things that we urge people to do is look at the planting rate estimator. That's on pioneer.com. There's also an app version. But once you've accumulated all the knowledge from observations, from stand counts, use the planting rate estimator to help you dial into some seeding rates that should work well for your hybrids on those fields next year. Your local Pioneer representative would be a really good resource to help you dial into the right seeding rates that you have. Be sure to use that resource, your local Pioneer representative, when you're making those last decisions on what seeding rate to plant for 2017.
Thanks, Paul. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-price wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Buffalo Wild Wings has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They got the wings, the taps, and the TVs, and they got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like barbecue, bacon, turkey, burger. Football's here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly. 48 minutes past the hour in terms of what's going on elsewhere around the world, as long as we're sort of in that pew, going from the situation in North Korea to Iran, where officials have denied U.S. claims that Iranian ships came dangerously close to American naval vessels, partly in response to an incident a month or so ago, which the U.S. Navy said four Iranian ships came toward an American destroyer at high speeds. What are they going to do? You're going to get into a peeing contest with a Navy destroyer, any kind of Navy boat? What do they think? And what does anybody else think? You think they're going to provoke an attack? This is the same thing as the Russians with the airplanes. They're trying to show that they have some starch. And they also are trying to make President Obama look like a bad leader, which doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting anyway. Just pay no attention to it. I would say that would be my advice. Just pay no attention to it, because it's nonsense. The whole thing is nonsense. I find this is the most important, saved, not necessarily the best, but the most dramatic item for the last few seconds. Murder rates have risen significantly in 25 of the largest cities in our country, according to a new data list compiled from police departments. And as you might expect, Chicago is the worst. But homicide rates are increasing dramatically in an unprecedented way in some of our largest cities. Food for thought, I guess, probably. At 10 before the hour, this is Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Extended television report, so thus the television theme playing in the background. And a quick review of the 50-year mission of celebrating Gene Roddenberry and the creation of Star Trek. There is a book, I think I made mention, because it was actually Friday that was the, or Thursday last week, that was the anniversary of the first running 50 years ago of the first in the NBC series, which they billed as a Western in space, Wagon Train to the Stars. But it was something, if you read Roddenberry's book about himself, what he wanted to do was he wanted to create a weekly science fiction series that would do nothing less than challenge the beliefs, I'm reading directly from his book, challenge the beliefs of America by creating a new world with new rules. He said, I could make statements about sex, religion, politics, anything I wanted to in the context of this television program. The resulting franchise was 3 years on network TV, but there were different, how many different television series? There have been, what, three, four, five different Star Trek series over the years?
At least three that I can think of right off the bat, but probably four.
Yep. There have been 13 feature films, and another one is on the way. And so with all of this, he has gone boldly where no man ever went before because of the amazing number of fans, not only in this country, but around the world, to this franchise. There's something fanatical about people who dress up like Kirk or Spock.
Trekkies.
Yeah, they just are amazing in terms of the fact that
the saga here, which was right out of Roddenberry's mind. I mean, this guy had to have been something, some kind of a character, to have come up with this and to have made it stick. That's really what it's kind of like. Isn't it Harry Potter-esque?
Yeah.
Or is Harry Potter-esque Star Trek-ish?
No, but in terms of the cult following, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And for generations to come. And I've never seen Star Trek, but with the new movies that people really love, it's introducing Star Trek to a new generation.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, William Shatner, whom I love, I think he's hilarious. He has often said he's so proud to be a part of the franchise because I think they had one of the first openly gay characters. They had
people of
all ethnicities and plot lines. It was really interesting.
Maybe it's my age or experience. I think Shatner is, other than, excuse me, Roddenberry, I think Shatner is the franchise in no small way.
Roddenberry, for sure. But
Roddenberry was, but finding Kirk, finding Nimoy and Shatner to play those two roles, think about who else might have done it. Shatner, a Canadian, was in the running for this with Lauren Green, who was another Canadian and a close friend. Lauren Green became Bonanza, Ben Carter.
Yeah.
But the two of them were, and Leslie Nielsen was a part of that same group.
Oh, that would have been hysterical. Then we wouldn't have Shatner, so.
No, right,
and
exactly.
And then we wouldn't have Better Late Than Never, which is one of the funniest shows on TV.
Right.
Doug,
yes.
You ever seen the movie Galaxy Quest?
I have not, Richard.
Which is the spoof.
Oh, so good.
Star Trek fans and the you.
Really?
Forget whatever you're doing today, whatever's on your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Go find Galaxy Quest. You will bust a gut laughing.
Okay.
I gotta get my Netflix picked up.
I've been paying for Netflix, but I don't know how to
up
yet. All right, so what do we have tonight, television-wise? There must be more new shows coming on all the time this week, yes?
Yes, well, tonight is the premiere, the 23rd season opener of Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
That's that kicks off tonight with Ryan Lochte, his first public appearance since...
That won't last long.
Mary Lou Henner, Vanilla Ice...
Really?
Amber Rose, Kenny Babyface Edmonds, and Laurie Hernandez. So
did they vote Ryan Lochte for this after?
No, before.
Before.
Really? So Mary Edmonds, he was a rocker from the, 60s, if it's Dave Edmonds.
No, Kenny Babyface Edmonds. Babyface is
not Dave. Dave Edmonds is who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think he's dead.
So who is this guy, Kenny Babyface Edmonds? Who's he?
Babyface is a soul R&B singer. He's been around forever. He's
If you saw him, you'd know him.
Yeah, yeah, and if you heard his songs, you would definitely know him.
All right, what else is new this week or tonight?
And also tonight, for fans of Fashion Week, which is wrapping up here in New York City, there's a new episode on E! Of Fashion Police, and that now stars Melissa Rivers, Juliana Rancic, Brad Goreski, Margaret Cho, and NeNe Leakes. And then tonight on Running Wild with Bear Grylls, former Seattle Seahawk Marshawn Lynch is going out into the wild with Bear Grylls.
All right, so that's the TV story. 59 past the hour. Running.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.